Stories from the Past. Stories from the Lives of the Infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. Thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of The Lantern. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen that we've been given this opportunity to gather once more and take little reminders to help and aid us through the day when we feel like we need a little pick-me-up or a little supplement to, in order to better navigate and be better people. Life is hard. There's no doubt about it. There's no questioning the fact that life is legit hard, and often people make it harder. No one can deny it. It's an experience that we go through since the very moment that we're born. There's always a struggle, there's always a fight, there's always something that we are grappling with, wrestling with, trying to overcome, trying to move past. And it's part of the journey, basically, and it's inevitable, and we just have to accept it. But it becomes intolerably hard when we feel that this pain and these difficulties and hardships that we go through in life are in vain and have no meaning. I think a writer or philosopher once said this, I don't remember who, pardon my faulty memory, that any hardship is bearable as long as it has meaning. And the older I get, the more true that sounds, the more true that feels. Let's listen to a short anecdote about life's hardship, and we'll be right back.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. So welcome to another episode of Lantern with a nice story. Growing deep and strong is the title of today's story. I invite you to listen to it. One day my mother and I were working together in the garden where we were transplanting plants for the third time. Growing from seed in a small container, the plants had been transferred to a larger container, then transplanted into the garden. Now, because I was moving, we were transplanting them once again, inexperienced as a gardener. I turned to my green-thumbed mother. "Isn't this bad for them?" I asked, as we dug them up and shook the dirt from the roots. Won't it hurt these plants being uprooted and transplanted so many times? "Oh," my mother replied, "transplanting doesn't hurt them. In fact, it's good for the ones that survive. That's how their roots grow strong. Their roots will grow deep and they will make strong plants." Often I felt like those small plants uprooted and turned upside. Sometimes I've endured the change willingly, sometimes reluctantly, but usually my reaction has been a combination. "Won't this be hard on me?" I ask. "Wouldn't things be better if things remained the same?" That's when I remember my mother's words, "That's how the roots grow deep and strong."
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Another aspect that I feel difficulties and hardships helped me strengthen my roots in was humility. And it gave me a sense of humbleness. It gave me a sense of, well, anything can happen to anyone at any point. Then what's the point of being arrogant and proud and feeling yourself high and mighty and above other people when all of this could be taken away in a blink of an eye and there's nothing you can do about it? And once I developed that sort of humility in myself and got a real, you know, strong dose of reality, I think I became more compassionate toward others. I think I became less fussy about life circumstances. I think I freaked out less when, you know, ups and downs of life occurred. I became more confident. I became more calm because I knew that, you know, this is all life is about. It's not a big deal. When I was younger, if I was faced with obstacles and, you know, mountain peaks and valleys, it legit freaked me out. And I thought to myself, oh, well, why does this have to happen to me? How am I going to handle this? This is so inconvenient. This is so uncomfortable. This is so difficult, yada, yada, yada. But now life's knocked me down so many times that I know better than to complain about these inevitable phenomena. And I've realized that, no, I'm nothing special. This happens to everyone. Worse things have happened to better people. It's all a part of life. It's a learning journey. It depends on how I look at it. I can either bellyache and complain and nag and rant my way through this, or I can accept it, come to terms with it, rely on Allah for help and guidance and strength, and weather the storm. Either way, I have to put myself through this. And that definitely strengthened my roots as a person, individually, and as how I treat other people. I most definitely freak out less regarding the hardships of my loved ones as well. There was perhaps a point in my life if someone I loved, a friend or family, or someone I even knew was going through some hard times, I would feel physically restless because I didn't want them to be suffering. I didn't want them to struggle. I didn't want them to be sad. But now I feel like, eh. I mean, I'm sorry that you're going through that. I really am. If there was anything I could do to stop it, I still would. But at the end of the day, you live, you learn. And all of this is strength. All of this is strength. And all of this builds me. And when our roots are strong, we can see its effect in every aspect of our being. It is the tree with the strong roots that can have branches that reach out to the sky, strong, sturdy trunk that people can lean on, depend on, foliage and leaves that people can sit beneath its shades, and beautiful blossoms and fresh, colorful fruits. It'll all be worth it, don't worry. Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.